Weekend.
Hello and welcome to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. You've heard the term reflux, but did you know that acid reflux and reflux-related diseases affect nearly half of all Americans? An expert in this field is Dr. Jamie Kaufman, who spent 35 years in the field of acid reflux, including scientific research and the treatment of thousands of patients. Dr. Kaufman is president of clinical otolaryngology at New York Medical College and the founder of the Voice Institute of New York. Her latest book, Dr. Kaufman's Acid Reflux Diet with 111 all-new recipes, including vegan and gluten-free, is now out. And Dr. Kaufman's with me today. Welcome, Dr. Kaufman, to America Weekend.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, this is a very interesting topic because it is so prevalent. But first, what is acid reflux and why do so many Americans have this?
Well, reflux is so big, it's almost invisible. While most people know about indigestion and heartburn after eating a big meal, particularly a high-fat big meal, overeating, it turns out that reflux, and by the way, reflux simply means backflow, and it's backflow of stomach contents into the esophagus or even into the throat. So it turns out that reflux is the cause of allergy symptoms, sinus problems, breathing problems, asthma, voice problems, chronic cough, problems swallowing, and so on. So that's why it affects half of Americans. And yes, it has to do a lot with a diet and our lifestyle.
So you are a specialist in the voice and that whole area. Is this something that you sort of stumbled upon, that you realized, oh my goodness, this is what a lot of the problem is?
Well, I was one of the first laryngologists. I trained as an ear, nose, and throat physician and surgeon. And when I was very lucky because I got to study with the pioneer of the surgical laser. So I actually had the fourth laser in the United States for work inside the throat and the vocal cords. And because of that, people sent me all their problem patients. And when I saw, or began to see in 19, believe it or not, 81, was so many people had inflammation that was unexplained. And some of them had heartburn and some of them didn't. So I stumbled upon the idea that acid reflux was coming up into the throat, and it was doing so silently, that is, without heartburn. It wasn't obvious.
Right. So a lot of people didn't realize that this was even occurring, and yet they had this damage to their vocal cords and throat. So
I mean, just to put it in perspective, I believe reflux is the most common cause of hoarseness, and I take care of, you know, singers and actors mm-hmm. and media people.
I remember having a conversation with Lionel Richie, who told me that very story, that he was losing his voice. And he recognized, eventually, somebody figured out that it was his ice cream he was eating every night that was causing this problem, among other things, I'm sure. But
Valerie, that's the single greatest risk factor for reflux is late-night eating.
You suggest you should close the kitchen at, 7, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, I think if we made a law, close the kitchen at 8, of course you could never make such a law. Obesity would go down, diabetes would go down, reflux would go down, sleep apnea, asthma, and a whole bunch of other respiratory problems, including sinus disease, would go down, would decrease. And so, a quick story. I had a woman who worked in my office with a 7-year-old child with asthma. And I said to her, she was giving the child bedtime snacks every night. I said, look, stop. And she did, and of course the child's asthma went away.
It's pretty amazing that such a simple thing can change your life. And in this book that you've just published, this new book, you have newer recipes, and also you talk about eat clean, green, and alkaline. I wish I could say alkaline.
Well, that's right. I say lean, clean, green, and alkaline. And then people go, alkaline, what's alkaline? But it is alkaline, which is the opposite of acid.
How does that work? So give me an example of how, on a daily basis, I can eat in that fashion.
My first book is called Dropping Acid. It is the starter book. And the reason it's called Dropping Acid is for good reason. In 1973, following an outbreak of food poisoning, the FDA, in their wisdom, said we had to put acid in everything in a bottle or a can. That's the main preservative to kill bacteria. You never hear about E. coli, you know, in a bottle of soft drinks. And unfortunately, what happened is the manufacturer said, well, if a little acid is good, a lot of acid is better. And so consequently, almost everything in a bottle or a can now has the same acidity as stomach acid. So one of the big risk factors for reflux is too much acid. In terms of what we've done, is the first book is really the starter book. This new book, Dr. Kaufman's Acid Reflux Diet, is about maintenance. For example, if the first book was about weight loss, it would be how to get the weight off. And the second book is how to keep it off.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole question of lean, green, clean, and alkaline. Lean means not too much red meat. Green, we all know what green means, so both greens and relatively organic, assuming you're trying to avoid chemicals, which is what clean means. If you're eating something every day, look on the back and see what kind of chemicals you can't pronounce may be in it. Those are things to be avoided. And then it gets to this question of alkaline or alkaline. Most foods are neutral or acidic, and the only thing in nature that's naturally occurring that's alkaline, which is the opposite of acid, which will actually neutralize acid, is alkaline water. So of all the things that are out there that people can do for their reflux, drinking alkaline water turns out to be quite beneficial.
And how do you find alkaline water? What is that?
It's alkaline water. Water trickles through caverns underground, in some cases for thousands of years, and it gets a chemical that causes it to be alkaline. Alkaline means opposite of acid. And so these waters, some of them are naturally occurring. The best one, believe it or not, come from Iceland and from Louisiana, but there are manufactured alkaline waters. And these waters not only neutralize acid, so let's say you eat something quite acidic, you can have some alkaline water to wash it down, and that'll help make your reflux better. But it turns out that alkaline water is good for the esophagus, alkaline water is good for the throat, and so even though it's, an unusual idea,
mm-hmm.
It really turns out to be quite beneficial, particularly people have pre-cancer or something called Barrett's esophagus, which is pretty common nowadays.
Well, this is a great tip. It seems simple enough to do, and certainly we can integrate that into our diet easily. So what's one of your favorite recipes in this book that you've created along with your co-authors?
Well, you should know that I'm gluten-free for medical reasons. I'm one of those. And we also have had a real push to have vegetarian recipes. That isn't to say there's not chicken and fish and so on in the book. In fact, my favorite fish recipe is halibut that is effectively poached with little sticks of ginger. Ginger is good for reflux. It's spicy. And then it's served with cilantro. There are cookies that are gluten-free that are pumpkin and banana muffins that are out of this world. I make them almost every weekend. I serve them to my children and grandchildren. And then one of the things that I think is great, which sounds like a whole mouthful, is roasted cauliflower and watercress miso chowder. And it's not always easy to find all the recipes, but when I mean all the ingredients, but when I do, I'll make it, and I'll make it as a first course. It's a delicious. It's just out of this world.
It sounds pretty amazing. I'm speaking with Dr. Jamie Kaufman, and the book is Dr. Kaufman's Acid Reflux Diet. In the remaining moments that we have, Doctor, you talk a lot about staying away from sugar. Are there other types of sugars that are okay, like raw honey or maple syrup or agave? Is that okay?
I'd say the sleeper, you're absolutely right. Try to stay away from high fructose corn syrup. That's the one that we've seen is so associated with obesity and diabetes. And you've got to educate yourself a little bit, but you're right. Molasses and honey and stevia turns out may end up being a pretty good product. It's in fact, it's got no calories and it's a good sweetener.
Okay, so those are some things that are okay. I've heard mixed reviews on agave syrup. What do you think about that?
Well, agave syrup is another form of sugar, and so people think because they're not using sugar, they can pour it all over things. There's nothing wrong with it. My personal diet, I don't add sugar to things. 80% of the products in a grocery store have sugar added. So what I do is I find a brand that does not have sugar. For example, who would have thought that sugar in chicken stock, but they add sugar. So when once I find a brand that doesn't have sugar, that looks like it's pretty clean, I stock up on that, and that's the one I use for cooking.
It's amazing.
People need to take a look at, for example, breakfast cereals, almost all, with the exception of oatmeal, have sugar added.
That's right. It's really astounding. So read those labels and make sure that your eyes are open, for sure. I want to thank you, Dr. Jamie Kaufman, founder of the Voice Institute of New York, expert in acid reflux, and author of the new book, Dr. Kaufman's Acid Reflux Diet. Some great advice. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What do adolescents need most from their parents? Well, it's exactly what you think. Structure and discipline. Here's the science of it straight from a sharp parent. Recently, a mom came up to me and she said, Dr. Buff, I learned a valuable lesson from my teenage daughter. It seems the kid wanted to go to a party, but the mom suspected alcohol would be present. The mother said, you can't go. The kid stormed out with numerous comments and several whatevers. Later that evening, the mother overheard her daughter saying she couldn't attend and blamed it on mom.
Mom always liked you best.
What's the cheap psychological trick? The daughter was being pressured to attend. Since the mom said no, the kid had a way out and was able to save face. Structure. It works for everyone. Comments? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Sam and Martha lived together in New York State for 25 years. Although they'd never officially married, they had three children and always assumed after 25 years they had a common law marriage. But now they've decided to get a divorce. In court, Martha petitioned for a reasonable amount of alimony, but to her surprise, the court rejected her request. Why? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
In New York, as in most states, there's no such thing as a common law marriage. Martha had no legal right to collect alimony since she wasn't married, and that's the final verdict.